From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of Syrian civilians have returned to the ruined northern city of Manbij a day after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremists from their stronghold near the Turkish border. Nauruz Sankarya is a Kurdish fighter. She said, "We're now inside Manbij after its liberation from IS and taking civilians to secure places." Extremists abandoned Manbij on Friday, retreating toward the IS-controlled border town of Jarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. It was not immediately clear whether those non-combatants exited Manbij as hostages or whether they had left voluntarily. Manbij was a strategically important link in supply lines to the Islamic State's headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Yemen's Houthi rebels gathered members of parliament in Sana'a for the first time in 2 years, an attempt at asserting their dominance over the internationally recognized government. Meantime, the Saudi-led coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-held in northern city of Sana'a, killing 10. 10 children also reported injured in that attack. Monitors saying at least 6,500 people have been killed in the fighting, including more than 3,200 civilians. Egyptian authorities have released two prominent human rights activists who had been jailed for more than a year for demonstrating against police brutality. Egypt had undergone unprecedented crackdown on free speech, political opposition, and any dissent under general-turned-president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who has promised stability and the revival of a still-faltering economy in need of reform. This is VOA News.